Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of February 2018, and this is the 749th Moll Out Loud podcast. Last week, or the week before, when I last spoke to you, I had just come into town to pick up my new bike, and it had been so pouring with rain and windy that I decided I really couldn't ride it home, especially as I was so unused to riding a bike, let alone a motorized bike. So I had to leave it there and wait for a bus for ages and ages to take me home. But of course, since then, I have had my bike. So during this unplugged week, I've been getting to know it and getting to realize where I can go now with ease. One of the things is being able to go out in the evening without having the anxiety of walking home in the dark. Anxiety or distance, really. I realised how much I have been limiting myself. And I hadn't banked on or hadn't kind of recognised how free I would feel on the bike, although I'm still extremely anxious, and I'm afraid of the traffic, I must say, and I've been choosing my times to low traffic, and certainly choosing my routes as well. But it's a lovely thing to have, and it really has a lot of oomph. Hobart is extremely hilly, and with quite steep hills, and really not a good place for ordinary bikes unless you're very, very fit. And this little bike has got me up the steep hills I've needed so far, and I don't really think that I need to go much steeper. And just now it's brought me up to Knocklofty, not my usual route, but one I used to take quite often when the bus used to go up to nearly the top, not the top of Knocklofty, but near the lookout the bus used to get here, and I was able to then walk through the bush and then walk home on my way back from town. But that route doesn't exist anymore, so I haven't done that for a while. So today I decided I would cycle up to that spot. So I've parked it. Well, I shall send you a photo of where I've parked it. And now I'm having a bit of a walk. One of the side effects of having a bike has been that I have ridden to places rather than walk. When I say rather than walk, it's not so much that I don't want to walk them, but just that I've added an extra thing into my life, and although it clearly saves time to get to places, I wouldn't have been going to those places if I hadn't had the bike. And so I've found myself, gosh, what's going on here? Not going for walks. The main reason is actually probably not that, but that there's been a lot of wind. And up here with wind and a bit of rain, roots can become very unstable, not even necessarily at the time of the wind, but just a bit after. We can get trees just falling over, and so it didn't feel very safe to be up here. So anyway, for one reason or another, I hardly came up here at all last week, and as a result of not coming up here last week, I'm really out of breath. I can feel my energy levels going down as well. So it's not just that I'm not feeling very fit when I am walking, especially uphill, but that I've become a bit lethargic as well and tired. So it's lovely to be up here now. I'm not really going for a long walk, and because I've already come up quite a long way up the hill, I'm not going to be walking uphill very much, but I just thought I might experiment with how it was to get here, and being able to do a little walk actually at this time of day, because I've got other commitments in town on a Monday. I can just do a little bit of a walk up around here and then cycle into town. So the other thing is that I have I've been having separation anxieties with my bike. At the moment, it comes into the house with me, and I must say, every time I leave it somewhere exposed, I feel a bit worried about it. So that's another reason for not going too far today. But just being in the bush is really lovely. It's very quiet. It's not a time of day that many people come. But actually, having said that, I think I'm going to turn back now and go into town so that I don't get caught up in the school pickup traffic. That can be a time when cars are a bit distracted and bicycles become less visible. So, just a nice little loop, small loop, about a 20-minute walk. I'm amazed at how much paraphernalia I need with me, with the bike. It's a bit like having a baby when you sort of have to take the bath and the pot and the cot everywhere. I have to take the hat and my high-vis jacket and the lock. And remember both keys. I had a bit of a slow week with writing last week as well. I did do quite well at the cave, but apart from that, not really. It was an unplugged week, and it was meant to be a slower week. I also really managed to be unplugged to the extent that I didn't listen to things either. I often listen to audiobooks and documentary programs, and I love them, but I also realize that part of it is avoiding being on my own with my own thoughts, and that in turn removes my capacity for engaging with my writing. So it was lovely having a silence. It's quite uncomfortable at first. You sort of think, oh, maybe I could just listen to this or that. And of course, at one time, you couldn't choose, really. You could, if you listened to the radio, you just listened to what was on, and if it wasn't something you liked, you turned it off. But now you've got billions of things to choose from. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Find a house to.
Well, now part two of this podcast. I bumped into someone and we had rather a long and involved conversation. So then I had to rush a bit to cycle down into the city and do what I needed to do down there. I cycled in more traffic than I have before, especially coming home at six. I thought there would be less traffic on the road, but there was a bit. So that was good practice, but I'm really tired. I had an hour and a half of Qigong, which was lovely, but I think learning this new skill digging it out from the distant past is quite tiring to do, quite tiring for my brain and also the muscles that I haven't used for a while. But I've done it and I'm home and the bicycle is now next to me in my living room, recharging after quite a little outing. I do hope that you had a good week whilst I was unplugged, and maybe you were unplugged too for some of that time. I heartily recommend a bit of unplugging. It's often quite difficult at first. It takes a little while to get used to not hearing anything, not reaching for emails and so on. All I did really online was to check emails just once a day, quite briefly, to see whether anything had come in that urgently needed replying to, but not any more than that. So, yes, I do think it's a really good idea to unplug. I think I might unplug when next time I do an unplug. I think I'll be stricter with myself. I might try a couple of days of not reading either. That's quite scary. So we'll see how I go with that. Well, I hope you had a good week. As I said, I hope you've had a good day. I hope things have gone well for you. If your day's just beginning, I hope it is full of creative engagement, whether it's physically or mentally, or just letting it drift. I hope you have some pleasures ahead as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.